This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the 60th All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police in Chhattisgarh. The three-day conference began yesterday at the Indian Institute of Management in Nawarayapur. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the conference. He said that the conference has been shaped as a portal of solutions to internal security, laying broad principles for strategizing and policy making. Mr. Shah said that the country has achieved significant progress in the last 11 years in its operations against radicalization, extremism, insurgency and narcotics. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation has ordered an immediate halt to flights operated by the Airbus A320 family until airlines complete mandatory safety modifications. The sweeping move issued today covers the Airbus 388-318, A319, A320 and A321 fleet and requires operators to ground aircraft until prescribed checks and fixes are completed. Airbus has ordered immediate repairs of thousands of aircraft globally from its A320 fleet, with multiple airlines in India also facing flight disruptions. It is estimated that around 6,000 aircraft around the world will be impacted. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 128th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The government has convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi tomorrow ahead of the winter session of Parliament beginning from Monday. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju will meet the floor leaders of political parties of both the Houses of Parliament. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha during the session. Talking to media in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju today said that during an all-party meeting, the government will listen to the views of all the parties. The winter session of Parliament will begin from 1st of next month and will continue till 19th of December. The Election Commission today said more than 50 crore 73 lakh enumeration forms have been distributed among electors since the launch of the Special Intensive Revision or SIR Phase 2. 99.53% of nearly 51 crore electors are to be covered in this phase. The Commission said that nearly 40 crore forms have been digitized so far. The second phase of SIR of electoral rolls commenced on the 4th of this month in 9 states and 3 union territories. The Election Commission has invited all citizens to download ECI Net app and give their suggestions to make the app more user-friendly. Citizens can do it by using the Submit a Suggestion tab on the app till 27th of next month. The Commission said the user suggestions will be examined and the platform will be further updated to make it more user-friendly. The Prime Minister's Museum and Library has enabled remote access to rare archival collection for researchers across the world. According to the Ministry of Culture, an IT platform has been created to facilitate the access to the digital archives through which registered scholars can now submit online requests to view specific archival documents without needing to visit the PML premises. The cyclonic storm Dithwa over southwest Bay of Bengal is moving close to coastal parts of Tamil Nadu. Presently, it is located 140 kilometers southeast of Vidarayanam at Nagapattinam district, 170 kilometers south-southeast of Karaikal and 280 kilometers near Puducherry and 380 kilometers of Chennai. In hockey, India thrashed Canada 14-3 and entered the final of the Sultan Azlan Shah Cup at Ipoh today. India's Jugraj Singh scored 4 goals. Having lost only to Belgium by a goal early in the tournament, India were upbeat after a sensational 3-2 win against New Zealand in their previous game. India will play Belgium in the summit clash tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.